Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Call his wife and hey, how we doing on this Thursday morning? 404 on the Fan, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you for another hour. We got you to the warm-up show at 5. Me and Rami with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Evan Roberts. I don't know if you're listening, but apparently he's awake. He just tweeted out that the Mets got a much-needed win. Now go win the series later today. Something must have been up last night where he couldn't watch the game. He had to watch it at 4 o'clock in the morning, probably scoring it. He's an odd guy. But we love him. I don't know what the hell he's doing at 3:50 watching the game. But he was. And it was a good win for the New York Mets. Baseball's still the story here right now. Football's around the corner. We'll get to some football again. 5-hour midnight ride tomorrow. Plenty of football on the docket then. But we had a good win from the Mets. They do figure out a way to score some runs. The offense awakens a little bit. Pete Alonso with 4 hits, including a big bomb of a home run that you can felt. You can feel the tension leaving him as soon as he hit it. His shoulders slumped his head. He was like, oh, thank God. He needed that. He came through with another 3 hits. Good at-bats, too. Just, you know, impressive at-bats in all of them. And between him, Lindor with another home run, the exuberant celebrations after, you know, getting kind of mocked a little bit by Austin Adams in the game yesterday, the day before. And it felt like, you know, the Mets just needed a little something to hopefully wake him up. And now they have an important game later today. They got to take this series in this homestand. They got to figure out a way to take the series against Miami. And then hopefully they got a way to sweep Baltimore. Figure it out. Because the Yankees need to stay in first place as they are today after last night's game where they managed to find a way. The offense explodes in the 7th inning. Soto hits his 4th home run in consecutive at-bats. That's right, consecutive at-bats. I know he walked once in between them, but those aren't at-bats. 4 consecutive at-bats. You don't like it? Tweet me about it. Everybody else has. And then, of course, Aaron Judge, number 300, the fastest man in the history of baseball to get there. He is just, and they, you know, to walk Juan Soto in front of Judge is probably the oddest decision I've ever seen a manager make. I mean, we've seen some odd ones. And I know many of you are screaming right now, Boone makes one in every game. None as crazy as that. And you could tell an angry Judge who said it in the postgame, he said he was angry. An angry Judge takes an inside fastball on a 3-0 count. He wasn't letting that at bat go by. He wasn't going to just take ball 4. He was up there swinging. And he hits his 300th career home run. And the New York Yankees managed to win a game. And more important than that, I know the discussion around this has been on Juan Soto and keeping him moving forward and keeping these two together. And I agree 100% the Yankees have to. The Yankees have to figure out a way to keep Juan Soto. I've tried to avoid this conversation because it gets a little tiresome, but as we are around it right now and we see these two dominate this, you know, crappy team and need them and need Juan Soto, need every one of those 4 home runs to beat the White Sox. And as you see the historical nature of what these two are doing, yes, the New York Yankees have to keep Juan Soto. They have no doubt, and they will, and they can. And I heard a lot, you know, I was listening. I saw the story from the WFAN website. Boomer doesn't believe, and I've had this conversation with him off the air. Boomer doesn't believe they'll pay him more than Judge. Of course they will. They have no choice but to pay him more than Judge. It's free agency. This is how it works. He's 26 years old. He's going to get more than Judge. They're going to be willing to give him more than Judge. And they can pay him in this era of even the luxury tax. If you look at this roster coming up and the money coming off the books this year, Rizzo will be coming off the books making $20 million. Gleyber Torres making $14 million. Verdugo making $9 million. Donaldson making $6 million, believe it or not, still on the books. You could argue, I'm not sure what they'll do with the closer position, but Clay Holmes making $6 million in free agency might be off the books. I mean, and if you think about it, Juan Soto right now is making $31 million. Even if he makes $50 million, it's only a $20 million raise from what he's making now. That's just Rizzo. And they have enough young talent. That's where, and then you put the rest of the team with the young talent they've been building. Like that's part of the reason I said it at the end of the deadline, as disappointed as I was in the deadline. A lot of the reason they didn't make these trades is because they need to put these young prospects on the team. They need to develop, and that's not a bad way to go about it. That's a good way to build your roster. The few hand-chosen, great, unbelievable, all-world, Hall of Fame caliber superstars are on the team, and you put it around the lifeblood of your organization, your farm system. And right now, you could be looking at Jazz Chisholm next year, who doesn't make much money playing third, Volpe playing short, Oswald Peraza playing second base, Oswaldo Cabrera maybe thrown in that mix, Ben Rice at first base to replace Rizzo. Like, you're replacing all those guys. You're replacing Rizzo's $20 million with Ben Rice and his, what, $500,000 next year? Gleyber Torres and his, what, $500,000 from Peraza? Verdugo in left field? Jason Dominguez and his, what, $600,000? You got Wells, who's now established himself as a middle-of-the-lineup hitter, and over the last month and a half, the best offensive catcher in the sport, arguably, came through with another big hit last night to break the game open, and a home run. Like, he's been great offensively. So you're talking about having a young, inexpensive catcher, a young, inexpensive, you know, somewhat proven player in Jazz Chisholm at third, a young, inexpensive Volpe at shortstop, a young, inexpensive, like, your entire infield is going to be young and inexpensive. And you'll have an outfield of Jason Dominguez, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge. You've got an ace at the top of the staff. You could probably put a little bit around that. You probably go out and get a decent closer or, you know, get another starting pitcher for some money. Like, and everybody thinks that because the owner said the plan isn't to live above $300 million, doesn't mean that next year has to be the year they dive underneath it. It could be. But the plan moving forward isn't just, hey, yeah, this is where we live, over $300 million. The owner across town might be willing to do so. Right, Steve Cohen might be willing once he builds up the farm system and gets through this patch of tearing it down and rebuilding while trying to win or whatever the plan is at the current moment. Like, he might be willing to live over $300 million. Steinbrenner's not. It doesn't mean he won't for the next year or two while he's still finishing the contracts of DJ LeMay. He's still finishing the contracts of Giancarlo Stanton. For a short time, he might have to. But if you build it up through the farm system and add the hand-chosen, unbelievable, world-class talent superstars, you can make it work. And you can have a payroll, and you know what? You might be better off for it. The team might be better off for it. The last time this team was the team we all wanted to be, the team that lived up to the Steinbrenner mantra of winning the championship every year, it was built on the core being built from the farm system. It was built on the Jeters, the Posadas, the Bernie Williams, the Andy Pettits, the Mariano Riveras. That's who built that team. So not only is there a path for it, not only will they pay him more than Judge, and they've also got the selling point of, here, come play with the greatest hitter who ever lived, arguably. Maybe a little bit hyperbole there, but that's what it feels like with Judge. He's certainly the best Yankee I've ever seen. And considering the age and time he's doing it and the offense in the league and how difficult pitching is, and every, you know, he's getting four at-bats from three different pitchers, all of them throwing 98 miles an hour. I mean, by the time he's done, you could be talking about Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Aaron Judge. And that's the guy who Juan Soto's having a career year hitting in front of. So not only do they have a path to pay him the money he wants, it might not be the most money. Other owners like Steve Cohen might offer him more, but we've seen Judge turn down more money to stay. There's going to be a contract that Juan Soto will not find disrespectful, that Juan Soto will consider a damn good contract offer from the New York Yankees, along with the idea of playing in front of 40,000 fans that he's built a relationship with every single night, an opportunity to win and compete every single year, and hit in front of the greatest baseball player he's ever played with. That's about as good as a selling package. That's about as good as an option that Juan Soto will have. And if it's about every dollar, he won't be here. But if there's a number he's comfortable with to play with Judge, and I think that exists, the Yankees will give it to him. 888-808-1019. That's been the conversation mainly this morning to go along with the Mets' victory and trying to salvage a series here against Oakland later today. 888-808-1019. Eric and Ron Konkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, C-Mac. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, you know what I find fascinating about that call before the break, you know, with the thing with the strike zone and everything on Judge? It bothers that gentleman so much that that's the only thing he ever calls about whenever he calls in.
So, yeah, hey, listen.
I can't imagine it's
been 600 missed calls. Like, I think he was being, like, I took it as a joke, and then he kind of made it, no, I'm serious. He just passed 600 this weekend. But, like,
it's the same thing all the time, but yet he doesn't watch the game, so it's interesting how he keeps track of that.
Yeah, I don't know where you can find that stat. I'd like to see it.
Look, a couple things on the Mets. I mean, if Alonso wants to make, you know, you talked about going on a tear. If he wants to really, you know, up the value on there, even if he went on a tear for the rest of the month, that would take him past the San Diego, Arizona. You know, that would be huge right now. You know, just for the couple of weeks to end the month, I mean, that would be tremendous.
He's got an opportunity. He does not have to have a typical, you know, he doesn't have to have the best year of his career. He doesn't have to have a great Pete Alonso year. I don't think that's happening. I think already this year it's going to be down on some level. But what he can do is take ownership of it, turn his season around from this point on, help this Met team get to the playoffs, and then perform there, and the value's back. Like, it's the gift and the curse that almost all Yankees have. Like, Joe Torre used to talk about this. Like, you had a bad season. It got to a point where you're not going to have a good season. Okay, perform in the postseason. Like, that's how you turn your season around. And Judge, Pete Alonso, without question, if he turns this season around now, starts hitting, helps them propel past the Braves into the wild card series and performs well and plays into the DS or the CS and plays well. Like, that brings right back his value to the Mets specifically, his value overall in free agency. And people forget the first two thirds of the year, and the lasting, you know, taste that he's left in everybody's mouth is, wow, he was unbelievable in the last month of the season into the postseason. That's it.
Right.
That's what he's got to focus
on. Now, I would, the one thing I would disagree about with the caller a while back talking about, you know, forget about Soto and like Alonso and go after Skubal and everything. I mean, it's no doubt that they're going to need pitching because of the way that their rotation is right now. Most of them are, you know, free agents after this season. But, I mean, the Mets have a history of going pitching heavy, and it hasn't gotten them anywhere. It's always been, you got to have a blend of everything. You can't go fully one way and not the other, you know, whichever way you go, hitting or pitching. Well, you got to have the blend. I mean,
No doubt. And the difference, that caller, if you don't know the one that he's referencing there, caller wanted to not sign Juan Soto in free agency if they're the Mets, but to take all of their prospects or whatever it would take to go get a young ace like a Skubal or, you know, I mean, and that sounds great. One, they got to be willing to trade you, and two. But here's the thought though. Like, you've been building up this farm system. It is about having that balance and that mix. And you've been building up the farm system, knowing that your owner has money to spend on free agency. That's the goal. That's what I'm talking about with the Yankees. Now, I admit the catcher, the third baseman, the shortstop, the second baseman, the first baseman. That's a lot. And there's a lot of things. Now, Jazz is a little bit more of a proven commodity than a Yankee farmhand necessarily, but he is young and under control for at least another year. Not necessarily as cheap. He's going to bank a couple million. So I don't know if you can consider him in the same class as a Wells, a Volpe, a Peraza, and a Rice. But that's a lot to go around pretty much the entire infield and talk about how they're cheap and controllable and part of the future. And obviously Dominguez in the outfield. And maybe you could put a first baseman's glove on Spencer Jones at some point, although he looks like he can run really well out in the outfield. But you want to have that balance of the young kids, your farm system. They're there for trades, no doubt. That's part of the reason you build up your farm system and have these prospects. Absolutely, the ability to maneuver, the flexibility of having picks and players everybody wants. That you can trade and shift the roster on a moment's notice, but also to play them and to have a mix of youth and veteran players and to build your system through to build your team through the farm system. Look at the best teams that win. Look at what the best team of this generation, the Astros, look what they did. It's all through the farm system. It's now they tanked to do it, but you've got Springer, you've got Correa, you've got Altuve. Like that's how they built the championship team. You got to be right on those players, no doubt. And that's why the baby bombers are the biggest reason for the, you know, crappy baseball in many minds of the Yankee fans that we've gone and experienced through the last couple of years is that Gary Sanchez failed. He was a two-time All-Star, the best power-hitting catcher in the sport, and failed. Greg Bird failed at first base. Gleyber Torres has been utterly disappointing. And Duhar is playing for Oakland against the Mets. Like, all of the baby bombers failed other than Judge, who became the best baseball player we've ever seen. But that's the main reason. They tried it before. They're trying it again. And you sprinkle that in with your veteran. And now I know Soto's going to be making tons of money, but Soto's going to be 26. Like, it's young, athletic. It's star-laden. It's youth-laden. It's building the team around your farm system with hand-chosen superstars. Like, that's the way the team should be built. That's exactly what the Yankees should be doing. Hand-picking the stars, building around your core. And if for the next couple of years, while you're still paying DJ LeMahieu and you're still paying Hicks $10 million to not be here, and you're still paying, you know, a heavy contract for Stanton, you might have to be a little bit higher than what he'd like to be. But ultimately, he can. And then in the next couple of years, he'll get under the number he wants. And then as, you know, they start to end their tenures, the young kids get paid and you move on and you rotate and it becomes a flexible, just as Volpe's going to start to need a contract or Wells is going to start to need a contract or whatever. That's just about the time that Judge's contract will start to end. Cole's contract will start to end. And then you'll have to pay him and you'll pay them and you'll replace them with the next group of young crop of players. Like, that's how it's supposed to work. So the idea that there's no path or there's no way for Soto to be paid on this team, I disagree. There is a path. Build around the youth and pick your superstars. And the idea that they won't pay him more than Judge, I don't understand the concept. That's disrespectful to Judge. At the end of Judge's career, at the end of all these, and whether or not he hit 600 home runs like the last caller speculated or whatever, he's sitting, you know, with his feet up out in San Francisco, you know, relaxing, looking over his house on top of a hill, and he's sitting there pondering his career and how it went. Do you think he's going to sit there and go, at least they didn't give me anybody who made more money than me? At least, you know, we could have won a championship with Soto. It would have been nice, but ultimately, I was always the biggest fish in that big pond, and I feel good about that. Do you think that's what Soto's going to be? You think that's what Judge is going to be thinking about? You think that's what Judge is worried about right now? I was the captain, and I was the highest paid. My career is complete. Or is he trying to win a championship? He got the contract he wanted. He asked for it. The owner called him from Italy and said, hey, what is it going to take to make you a Yankee for the rest of your career? He told them, and then they said yes. He got what he wanted. He's not going to begrudge anybody else making more money than him. He wants to win. He wants to win. Like, I don't even know why we would think it. Other than Yamamoto, they didn't want to give any more money than Cole, which I don't know if that's entirely true. That's been speculated, and clearly they stopped at $300 million. Yamamoto hadn't thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball. As great as he was and as much as they loved him, he never pitched in Major League Baseball. He didn't throw a pitch. So they didn't feel comfortable giving him more than their ace. They didn't feel comfortable giving him more than $300 million for someone who never threw a pitch. Juan Soto's won a championship. Juan Soto's on his way to the Hall of Fame. Juan Soto's one of the great players of this generation. He's led the league in walks three times. He's incredible. This is not the same thing as not giving Yamamoto more money than Cole. I'm baffled that anybody would think that. This is free agency. You make more money. The next guy makes more money. And Judge is a union guy. Judge wants the money in the pocket of the players. He's there arguing with them during the lockout. Like, he's a union guy. They want more money for everyone. Their contract, then the next contract, then the next contract. That's what they want. Judge will have no problem with Juan Soto hitting in front of him the rest of his career, even if he makes $5, $6 million more a year. I really don't think it'll be a problem. Juan Soto is going to be a New York Yankee. 888-808-1019. Nick Monagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come right back after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Far back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right. The pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:30. Rick Monaco here with you. You know, the one thing I was thinking about it again, the intentional walk to Soto to set up the double play and pitch the Judge. As dumb as it is, and it is dumb, and it was jarring, and I don't think anybody saw it. I got to give it to Grady Sizemore a little bit. And this is a former player. I had no idea he was on the staff for the White Sox. This is the last place White Sox, right? The worst team in the history of baseball, arguably. They're on pace to be so. And, you know, I thought he took out his pitcher early. Like, he was doing a little weird. Like, let that guy battle. Like, he's having a good game. You don't need this win. Like, I'm puzzled by the way some of these teams are in losing situations have pitched the Judge, and like Toronto, and like, you're in last place. Let a pitcher work through and try and face Judge. Why are you trying to win this game? You're trying to develop a pitcher and see if you can get through a tough spot. But, you know, on the opposite, like, he's trying to win the game. I get it. It takes balls for a young manager to intentionally walk Juan Soto to pitch to Aaron Judge. That's a ballsy move. You are risking looking like a fool. And clearly, he did. That's what ended up happening. But I'll give it to him. I'll give him to this young, you know, obviously, Sizemore, great talent, was a real, injuries curtailed what could have been a very promising career. He was a very good player in Cleveland, obviously part of the famous Cliff Lee and him got traded with Bartolo Colon, among others. The famous Bartolo Colon trade. Really good player. Grady Sizemore. And that takes balls. It takes balls as a manager to walk someone to pitch Aaron Judge. So I'll give it to him. It's ballsy. Stupid. But it's for a young manager, and I don't know if he really is managing for his job. I don't know if there's anything he could do there to keep it, or if he even wants it. I don't know. But took some balls to do that, Grady Sizemore. I'll give it to him. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jim in Hackettstown. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, C-Mac.
What's
up,
bro?
A lot of times I don't agree with you, but I have to say this morning, I agree with everything you said about how to build the Yankees. But here's what I want to say real quick.
Yeah.
So Judge is actually underpaid right now for his production. Now, we'll see what happens, you know, at the end of the contract. He probably will be overpaid. But look, I want to talk about Soto. You know, he really is the unicorn, and here's what I mean. So you look at the great players in the game, people, let's say, like Harper or Otani, or, you know, you pick a name, okay? Most of these guys are like 30, 32. Soto got into the league at 19 years old. He's 25 years old.
Yeah.
Obviously, besides being a great player, that's why he's going to make more money, because of his age. He's only 25. I mean, obviously, you're going to sign a guy at 25 more than you want to sign a guy that's at 30. How old was Judge when he got his last contract?
30.
30.
So, yeah, he played his 31 season.
At this point, you're looking, if you sign Soto for, like I said, you know, sign him to a 10, 12-year contract.
Yeah.
He wants to opt out after 6 years. That's fine. Whatever you got to me, you got to do whatever you got to do, because
yeah,
you got to have protection for Judge in the future too. Because what's the point of having Judge? Everyone's going to walk Judge. If he has no protection, then he's not going to be, you know, producing either.
No, but, I mean, yeah, you got to build the lineup, no doubt.
It's because of Soto's age.
Well, I'm saying, but here's the thing: if Soto doesn't get paid, now it's different, and they spread that money around and get other players. They're not going to do nothing with that money. Rizzo's coming off the books, Gleyber's coming off the books, Verdugo, Donaldson. Right. Like, there's money to be spent. If they don't get Soto, it's not like they're just going to, you know, not spend that money. They're going to go out and get, they're not going to be nearly as good as Soto, but they're going to try and get somebody. They're going to, in free agency. I mean, and Dominguez is clearly going to be a part of this no matter what, but they're going to get somebody. And yeah, no, his age, 100%. That's why he's going to make big money. And there's a million different ways to get creative, whether it's, restructure, you know, giving him an out, which I would totally be okay with. Give him an out after 5 years. And that's probably optimum, really. You get 25 to 30 and let him opt out and hit free agency again at 30, which is, like you said, normal. 31, get the best 4 or 5 years of his career and then let him go elsewhere. Okay. I'll put an opt out in there. Cool with that. I'll put deferred money. Cool with that. Like, figure something out. You got to bring him back. And I think they will. I think they will. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. Oh, my man, Brett in Long Island after his morning show debut. What's going on, Brett?
Oh, my God, Chris, you talk so much.
I know. Isn't that, that's kind of like, it is a talk show.
I know, but you talk so much.
All right, ready? Like, wait, hold on. Ready? Hold on, you're right. Hold on, ready?
Chris, you there?
You're right. That's much more interesting.
Chris,
no, I gave silence a bit, and
different because you don't stay silent for like 8 hours straight. I've never heard of you. I don't. How do you breathe? Like, what do you
through my gills?
How do you don't even stop talking.
I breathe through my gills. So how do you breathe? We all breathe the same.
I don't know, man. Just it's like you don't stop, man. What are you taking, like energy drinks, coffee? But before
it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to start taping you because, you know, like the stuff you're saying,
it's on the record, man.
It's got to be for effect. It's just ridiculous. You've been saying it over and over again about how great Aaron Judge is. It actually gets me angry. You're comparing, it's going to be Babe Ruth, who else? Luke Gehrig, whoever you said. And then it's not even close. He's going to be like the 20th.
Okay.
Until that guy does something in the postseason, stop.
Okay.
Stop. He's not even Bernie Williams. He's not. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
He's not. I know we're younger,
Bernie Williams isn't anywhere near the player Aaron Judge is. Are you nuts?
Derek Jeter is 313 in the postseason.
So,
this guy bats like 200 and strikes out.
So who's the better Red Sox, Steve Pierce or Ted Williams?
Stick with the Yankees.
Players can't be good. You can't respect the players' game unless they win championships. I get it. So, you know, Dan Marino
sucks. I didn't say that. I respect Aaron Judge. He's great. Well, you're saying he's Babe Ruth. No, don't change the discussion.
Yes. No, he is.
I think he's great. But you know
I'm talking about the talent on the field.
In the postseason.
He's the fastest man to 300 home runs. He's hitting 330 with
home runs. He's not even the best home run hitter of all time. There's a dozen guys better than that. Okay, he's a great home run hitter.
There's a dozen better home run hitters?
Okay.
And I'm the one saying, I'm
going to start. Never plays again.
I'm going to start taping you. I'm going to start taping you and the dumb things you say.
He's got 300 home runs. Whoop-de-doo. If he gets hurt again, never plays again.
Oh, yeah.
You got a guy like you saying, it's Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Aaron Judge. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? He bats 211 in the postseason.
Who hit more home runs in a season, Babe Ruth or Aaron Judge? Who hit more home runs in 1 year? Who had a better home run year? Of all their years, who had the best home run year?
That's your argument?
That's my argument. Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Like, you're saying that, you know, you're talking about the compilation. Right now, we are watching baseball being played on as high a level as Babe Ruth. Yeah, sorry. You don't like it? I don't really care. It's what we're watching. And I love the championship. You want to talk about beloved Yankees? Yes. He needs to win a championship to be beloved. I'm talking about what we're watching and the talent that we're watching. The talent we're watching, he's not Bernie Williams. I love Bernie Williams. To the day I die, I will love Bernie Williams. All right? To the day I die. Bernie Williams is not anywhere close to this. What are you, crazy? I love Tino Martinez. I love Paul O'Neill. I love Derek Jeter. None of them are as good as Aaron Judge. That's just the truth of the matter. He's playing as these
these two seasons and what he's become as a hitter is as good as anything we've ever seen in a Yankee uniform. That's how, and especially in this day and age when it's as hard to hit as ever. It's hard to hit as ever. They would, Babe Ruth would, you know, and let's just go to, like, Mickey Mantle would face the same pitcher 4 or 5 times a game. The guy would be on pitch 180, throwing 84 miles an hour with a fastball. Like, stop. Stop. He's got to win to be beloved. I'm talking about the talent. I'm talking about what we're watching. We watched last night the fastest man in the history of baseball to get to 300 home runs. And if you think there are a dozen better home run hitters, you're crazy. You're crazy. Now, I don't know what his final number will be. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about what we're watching right now in the moment. He's hitting 330. He's got 110 RBIs. He's got 43 home runs. That's a Hall of Fame season. It's the middle of August. I mean, just stop. Stop, like, trying to be the bad guy, man. I appreciate it, Brett. I get it. And you're good at it. You have that tone. You have that, like, I'm an imbecile and I'm going to call and talk about, like I know what I'm talking about and try and make you feel stupid when I'm the idiot. Like, you got that down pat. Danny in Belrose. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Brett needs a reality check, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, no, he's good at like things like, I'm going to actually tape you and make sure you understand. Yeah, I know. I'm on tape, believe it or not.
Yeah.
This all gets logged somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where or who has it. It's out on the cloud or something.
Everything has a paper trail. So,
yeah.
So yeah, Aaron Judge fastest to 300 home runs. I know you were talking about Soto a little bit before. I think he's going to get 13 years, $525 million. I think that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, I mean, I would think it's, my guess would be something around like $45 million a year for 12 or 13 years. Yeah. Like,
yes.
I think that's about right. I don't think it's going to get up to 50. I don't. It could. I mean, that's how good he is, and that's how young he is. But I don't know if it's going to, the money he's going to make is in the years they're willing to give him because of his age. Team's still got the luxury tax is still a real thing. Even, you know, even for the all-powerful, almighty, all-rich Steve Cohen, the luxury tax is a thing. Like 50, 55, 60 million a year, some of the numbers people just throw out there, like, that's what he's going to get. 600 million, 60 for 10. No, he's not. We thought Ohtani got that. He didn't. Like, that might be if they play the Ohtani game and you get some deferred money, you might see something like that, but that's not what it's actually going to be on the payroll. He's not going to get, I don't think he's going to get 50 either. I think he's going to get somewhere between 40 and 50. Judge makes 40, 45, somewhere around there. The money he's going to make is in the extra years that you wouldn't give the Judge at 31. You will give Soto at 26. That's the difference. You're going to give him 12, 13 years where you would only give Judge 9. But I don't think the annual value is going to blow people away. He's not going to get $50, $60 million a year. He's going to get a long-ass deal. Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you, Chris? How are you?
Good, how are you?
I want to tell you something, right?
Please, like, do.
Talk about it, and I know you're a diehard Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Eagles comes to banging in with the players and owners, it comes to the Eagles. And the bottom line is, you can write it down, there's no competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless he wins the championship, and Yankees pay him $55 million, for 10 years, $550 million.
Okay.
That is the only way Soto is becoming a Yankee. Otherwise, write it down that whatever, he's not going to get overbid. The Mets owner did not pay any free agents this year extra
right.
money
mm-hmm.
so he can have Soto next year. And his ego is too much to overcome. He's going to spend it. Every penny out of their pocket that he can overbid Yankees. And Yankees, you know, when we come, as a Knicks fan, I come to a reality check. when Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving joined the Nets and the Boston Celtics win the championship, I can do a reality check. I took it as a blow, and look at us now. We are contending in the championship. So as a Yankee fan, that the pride and the ownership that nobody can overbid, you guys come to reality check that there's another owner that can pay more than that, and he's ready to play. So bottom line, write it down. First thing, write it down. I told you before the season that they can win 105 games, but they will not win the championship. And the second thing, Soto is a Met, no matter what, until they win the championship. That's what I want to say.
Okay.
And write it down.
I'm going to write it down. Yankees, is that Yankees won't win championship, and Juan Soto is a Met.
He cannot.
And what are the Mets going to do this year?
What is going to do with Mets this year?
Yeah.
I don't worry about that year. I worry about next year.
Oh, you only worry about next year. I got it. Clear. Okay. So, yes, Juan Soto is going to be a Met. Look, let me tell you something, Omar. Do I think that the highest offer will come from the Mets? Sure. I think that's probably likely. Doesn't mean Soto's going to take it. That's what I'm telling you.
So why did Soto came here? To get money.
He already won a championship. It's not just about championship. It's about comfort and where you want to be. It's about a million different things. Like the assumption that Juan Soto is this, I'm out for every last dollar mercenary. I don't know why that's the assumption. Like, I don't know why when Judge took less money, we've seen it in a bunch of different spots. Right? Didn't Turner take less money to go to Philadelphia because he wanted to be in Philly? Like, we've seen some of these guys take less money to go elsewhere all the time. Like, I don't necessarily think that Juan Soto is out to get every single last dollar. I'm sure there is a value in his mind that he wants. And if the Yankees won't go there, then they won't get him. But I'm just saying. And it's not going to be $550 for 10 years. He's getting a 12, 13. He's getting a long-term deal. He's getting a long-term deal so they can bring the money down. There's no doubt about it. And the money's not. I don't think he's going to get $50 million a year. I don't. I think it's going to be somewhere between 40 and 50, probably 45, between 45 and 50 maybe. It's going to be a long contract. I don't think he's getting $50 million a year. I don't. But he's going to get a long contract. He's going to make almost $600 million. But again, he's hitting in front of Judge. He's here already. He's already been to three different teams. Like, I just think maybe he doesn't like the idea of constantly being new places. I think he's playing in a ballpark that suits him. He's playing in a ballpark that has 40,000 people screaming his name at every turn, every single night. And he's playing in front of the greatest hitter that he's ever played with and that we've ever seen. And I'm just saying, I think there's a value to that. And the Yankees are going to have to make sure they at least get up to the difference in value of that plus the money Steve Cohen's going to give them. And I think they will. I think there's a value to that. I don't know what it is. If Steve Cohen offers him $800 million, yeah, he's going to be a Met. But if Steve Cohen offers him $600 million and the Yankees offer him $560, I think there's a chance he's a Yankee at $560 over Steve Cohen $600. Like, that's all I'm saying. And I think the Yankees are going to offer him a lot of money. And I think they offer him the best situation. The Yankees have an ace, and the Yankees have the best hitter in baseball. And the Yankees have the track record of making the playoffs every single year. I know Steve Cohen's money, and I'm sure he'll make him promises about this, that, and the other. All I know is the Yankees have had the Mets have had the highest payroll in baseball for 3 years. What exactly has it got them? One playoff win. And expectations this year of no one cares. You just said you don't care about this year. They have the highest payroll in baseball, and you don't care about this year. The Yankees have the track record of making the playoffs damn near every single year over the last 25. The Mets can count on one hand the time they make the playoffs back-to-back. I'm not trying to knock the Mets, but let's just say, like, the Yankees pitch is pretty damn good. The Mets have the most money, the Yankees have plenty of money, and the best pitch. We'll see what it comes down to. But I'm just curious how everybody knows Juan Soto's thought process. I'm curious how everybody knows Juan Soto wants every single penny because he turned down a contract when he was 23 years old for $29.333333 million per year. Why?
because he turned down less than 30. He's making 30 now. He knew he was going to make 30 easy. Everyone talks like that's some sort of king ransom. It really isn't. He was going to get locked into a long-term deal with an organization that won a championship and then fell apart. And he was going to get locked into $30 million a year when he knows money's going up and up and up and up. And no matter what he did, he was going to be Juan Soto. So we look at that 440 that he turned down and we go, oh, he's in for the mighty dollar. He's in for a lot of money, no doubt. There's other things to entice him. And that's what's going to happen. So you write it down. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll come back. Take your phone calls till 5 o'clock.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Ah, oh, this is the version. Roxanne. I would let it go longer, but we're up against it here at the top. I want to get as many calls. But yes, that's the Moulin Rouge version of Roxanne by the Police. Love it. Excellent. Love the orchestra in it, too. All right, let's get to the calls, though. Another few minutes. We'll do some more things tomorrow. Midnight Ride. 5-hour Midnight Ride. A lot more football tomorrow. A lot more. Some things I want to get to today was kind of occupied by Judge and Soto, which is fine. But we'll do more tomorrow, midnight, on a Friday. Midnight Ride. But let's get to the calls, as many as we can get in before the top of the hour and the warm-up show. Dan in Lafayette. What's up, Dan?
Yo, C-Mac!
Yo, what's
going
up,
on?
Brother? How we doing?
Man, you're on fire today.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy
mackerel. I'm feisty.
Anyway, I want to get to Judge real quick. I think he could have hit better than 63 this year if he didn't get off to that 5-week slump.
Yeah,
I know. He'd be plus 10 home runs right now.
Well,
if he stays healthy next year, if he follows suit, I think next year is going to be his best year. Talk to you later.
All right, see ya. I don't know why next year would be any better than this year. Eddie and Rockland, what's up, Eddie?
When you wish upon a star, it makes no difference who you are. Yo, yeah. Soto will get the money. I agree with you.
That's perfect, Eddie. Thank you very much. I like people who agree with me. Ryan and Yonkers, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, C-Mac, how you doing, bud?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good.
Good, good.
I just want to make a quick point about Judge, but yeah. I almost crashed a little earlier. Did a caller say Bernie Williams is better than Aaron Judge?
Yes, he did. He said he's not even
and
Bernie
he was
Williams.
Telling you, he's going to record you.
Correct.
You
say, that's I what mean, happened. Yes, he's going to make.
Bernie, I like Bernie Williams.
Though. He's going to make sure that he's recording me to make note of all the crazy things I'm saying, and then he followed that up with Bernie Williams. That Aaron Judge is not even Bernie Williams. Yes.
So, quick point. Listen, I think Judge is going to resign. I think if he doesn't, it's out of the Yankees. I think the Yankees do everything in their power to resign.
I agree.
I mean, Soto. I think they're going to do everything in their power. I think if he leaves, it's on him, and he just wants something else.
If they get into a bidding war, they're going to lose. I agree with that. No one's saying anything other than that. I'm not trying to tell you the Yankees will give him more money, that they'll blink first if they get into a bidding war with Steve Cohen. If Steve Cohen has his mindset on getting Juan Soto to the Mets, he's going to offer him more money. There's no doubt. I'm just saying I think there is a number where the Yankees will go where Soto will be happy to do it. Maury and Belmore, sorry, buddy. Tonight is your night, bro. And Bernadette, I'm always happy to entertain you, but we're going to have to do it later. Call me back tomorrow. I'm on at midnight for a 5-hour midnight ride. Soto will be a Yankee. It can be done. He will get paid more than Judge, and the Yankees will give him a contract that he's happy with. Might not be as much as the Mets offer, but it will happen. And now we can be done with that conversation, move on from it. Now that they've done playing the lousy White Sox, they'll go on to play the lousy Tigers, and hopefully the next time Soto hits 3 home runs in a row, it won't lead to a day of this kind of conversation, because Juan Soto is a Yankee, and we'll focus on next year. Everybody have a great night. Let's go Mets later today. Yankees are off, and I'll see you at midnight. The warm-up show is next. Thank you, Rami. Everybody have a great Thursday. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.